while the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
People knew that, you know?
Yeah, it's really important. They call it touching grass, right? You got to go outside and touch grass. Like, right. you watch the news, and it's bad news all the time. That was actually one of the things that was in that DHS leaks, was it wasn't only, you know, things to censor but it was also information about race relations in the country that they were manipulating.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. It seems like that old conspiracy theory about they're just trying to keep us fighting. So we fight each other and we don't bond, you know, get together and start taking down the ruling class. I mean, that's very well could be the case. And I have to do that, too, because I'm online all the time, terminally online, and watching these videos. And then I go outside, go for a run and stuff. And I'm like, it's not. I mean, right now in my immediate area, it's fine. You wouldn't know that a war was going on and there's a nuclear threat and,
I
didn't see people beating each other. You know, I don't live in Philadelphia or New York City or anything. I live in a moderately sized town, but it's fine. Everybody just kind of waves at each other. The worst I see is just some mentally ill homeless people from time to time in the park, but that's pretty much everywhere in any city. It's a shame. But it is.
I feel like the people that are feeling the stress of all this racism stuff are just the people that are watching so much of it on TV that it kind of weighs on them. You know what I mean? So, and look, and I kind of get that vibe now. Like, corporations want to keep this kind of stuff going, right? And I guess they benefit from it in some way because they control the media and the news and all that. But it's like I was. You know, like watching the NFL games, you know, they still have like end racism in the end zones and stuff, you know, and on the back of the helmets. You know, it's like, does the NFL really care about that? Like, it's kind of weird. I kind of feel like what Todd Bowles said a couple weeks ago. He goes, as soon as you guys, and he was talking to media, he says, as soon as you guys stop talking about black and white and everything else, then everybody else will, you know? And I think that's a big part of it. You know, it's like, yes. You want to make sure everybody's being treated equally. You want to make sure that there's, this big privilege on one side or the other, and that people aren't out, lynching people and not hiring them because of their color and all that stuff. But at the same time, you don't want to make every aspect of everything about, you know, this group hates this group and this group hates that group, you know, because then. You know, you're just putting a spotlight on something that's not probably nearly what you're making it out to be. You know,
there is, you know, incentives. There's businesses that have started up to train other employees, which is now kind of this mandatory training.
Oh, you got a lot of money for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. DEI training. I mean, we have to do it. I had to do it at both jobs. I remember I was complaining about it because it was absurd. Absurd.
It is very basic, and you would have to be such a tiny pea-brained person to actually do this training and go, wow, I learned a lot today.
Yeah. That's exactly what I said. It's like, wow, what a wake-up call this was.
I know.
It's absurd, but the fact of the matter is that these companies are forming. They're giving out degrees in DEI. Uh-huh. You know, to go out into the workforce to start out these, and it could be a Trojan horse that's been claimed by many people to kind of, pressure the rest. They get trained in school, then they come out, and then they get to spew this all over the populace. And if you don't accept it, then you must be a racist.
It's a good market. Like, I got respect for the people that are.
Yeah,
because these companies. You know, they have to cover their ass. So, like, if they don't pay for all this training for all their employees, including the company we work for,
it's a win-win.
I totally get it. They have to do it because now if somebody does something completely sexually harass somebody or if they discriminate somebody and the company didn't give them this training, then they could sue the company. But now the company says, no, everybody signed signed off on the training that we paid for, so we're covered.
It's a win-win. So they're, yeah, they're creating this these jobs, right, that they can make a lot of money for themselves, and then they also get to promote this ideology they learned in academia out to the masses. Now, does it stick? I doubt it. I can't imagine, like I said, that anyone goes, well, this was really a wake-up call. I'm glad I took this class. But they you know, grit their teeth and bear it and sign the piece of paper and do the training once a year. And yeah, that's good enough. And there is kind of like a, there must be, it's kind of Soviet, I would imagine, in a lot of corporations and a lot of workplaces. But a lot of people work from home now too. You know, you can't, yeah, make jokes. You kind of just be a good little lemming. Keep your mouth shut. You're smart not to talk to your colleagues because you never know who's going to say something that you're going to offend somebody. And then you're written, yeah, up. It's just not worth it to even be friends with your you know, workmates, because they might turn you into the police.
Some of the training that we did, one of the videos, it was like the guy goes, this lady was wearing a dress, and then they were like in a break room, and he goes, wow, I really like that dress, Mary.
Yep.
And they were like, and she all of a sudden her face, you know, the actress, she was like, oh my God.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Like, dude, don't talk about anybody's clothes. Don't do it.
It's not worth it. So I guess that's probably a benefit for the corporations too, is that you're not going to have any fraternizing, you know, in the building. You're just going to be sitting at your desk doing your work. No time thieves.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win-win kind of for everybody. But it also makes life way less fun for sure. You can't tell any jokes. Even if it's a benign joke to you, you'd never know if somebody's, yeah, going to take it the wrong way. What did you mean by that?
Did I tell you at my last day job, I don't know if I talked about this on air, but there was a girl that didn't like me at the day job because she, you know, she said something smart ass to me one day, and I kind of shut her down, you know, and she just, you know, didn't like my personality after that, hated my guts. Well, I get a write-up one day. I get called into the office, and I have to sign a write-up for sexual harassment. And I go, what? And I go, I haven't sexually harassed anybody. And they're like, well, it falls under the guise of sexual harassment because you told a joke of a X-rated nature in the break room. I go, what? Well, yeah, you told a joke. And it had something to do with, it had some bad words in the joke, and that person heard the joke. So they filed a complaint on you. And I go, I know, but that's not sexual harassment. And they're like, it does fall under sexual harassment. And this place didn't even have an HR department. I go, well, who determines that? Like, I don't understand what's going on. And I almost didn't sign the write up, but they said they would fire me if I didn't.
Right.
You know? And I was like, well, I didn't harass anybody.
And it's a forced confession. Right, because if you want to keep your job, now you confess to sexually harassing somebody. That's on your file.
I wrote a note next to my signature saying, you know, I'm a comedian. I made a joke. It was a bad decision, and I probably should have been more professional. But there was no intent on making anyone uncomfortable. I thought everybody in the break room, who I'd worked with for years, was perfectly okay with the joke and always have been. And I wrote all that, and they're like, well, we didn't ask you to do that. I go, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sign without writing
that
next to it.
They were probably actually upset that you did that. Yeah. They just want you to sign the piece of paper. And internally, it's just like, we warned him, and then they can show it to, you know, their DEI trainers or whoever.
They didn't have any of that.
But they will. Everybody. I didn't have any of this kind of training at.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this or this or even this. Well, case in point, life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.